Welcome to The Building Church. At The Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all affairs of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Lois James, as she brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. You are here. You are here. I will permit you to move in our midst tonight, yet again, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come against every distraction. Every distraction in your mind, in your spirit, I come against them tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you because your word is blessed and our hearts are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. As much as it depends on us, please don't let us be distracted. And that's why I pray that prayer. You're going to be blessed in no small way. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. You're welcome to the building church. This is the camp of the mighty. And this is the camp of the blessed. You walk in here, the blessing just tripled for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in the building church, God has given us a vision. And our vision is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all sphere of life. To live a life of what? Of impact and societal transformation. That's our vision. And speaking of stature, is the becoming, is the height. Yes, is the height. So we keep growing until we get to that stature. And there is one person that did it for us in the scripture, the person of Jesus. Jesus, he grew. In Luke 2:52, just give us that scripture. The Bible says, the boy Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. Meaning he grew on all three levels of the existence of man. Jesus was so balanced. So balanced. And that is what you should expect upon coming to the building church. Ah! You will experience balance on all sides. We have testifiers in the house. How many of us can testify to it? Glory to God. Jesus increased in wisdom. That is mental and intellectual growth. Jesus increased. And he said he grew in what? In stature. That is physical what? Physical growth. And in favor. That is spirituality. Hallelujah. Isn't it all encompassing? Spirit, soul, and body. And then addition. In favor with God and man. Man, he had relational growth. He was doing well relationally. When you come to the building church, just watch out for these things. They cannot but happen in your life. Is all encompassing. You will experience balance in the building church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then God has given us a mission as well to promote growth in Christian faith, wisdom, love, grace, virtue, holiness, and blessedness. And this we do on four pillars, which are emphasis. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayers, and reaching out. Hallelujah. In the building church, we pray. We pray dangerous prayers. So if you don't like to pray, it's okay. Only that this is not your church. Hallelujah. If you don't like the word, I don't know what you want to like. If you don't like the word, maybe you are part of the world. Because I don't know a Christian that will not like the word. Amen, amen. The just shall live by faith. And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So if the just does not like the word, then the just should buy now. Sorry, I did not see that. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in the building church, we have core values. We have core values. Like I said last on Sunday, core value is the voice, is the language of the house or any organization you're working to. Before they even speak and say this is their core value, you can actually see it in the atmosphere. You can sense it. And when you come to the building church, you can sense love work. Amen. You can sense honor. You can sense excellence. Amen. You can sense faith. You can sense personal development. These are our core values. We have 9 of them. Spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence. We are high on these things. You can see them on the screen. Love, work, faith, family life and societal transformation. We are so high on them. And these we have classified into 3. The inner man, the practical man, and then the outer man. Amen, amen. So, upon all these things I've said, can I officially or re-officially welcome you to the Building Church? You're welcome to the Building Church. Glory to God. This is home for you. If all of this resonates with you, you are welcome home. You are welcome home. I'm telling you, you are welcome home. And I know if you're a Christian, it should resonate with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Before we go deeper tonight, have we been blessed by the series? Let it resound. I know you can either be blessed or blessed. Because the option me, you can either be blessed or blessed. Have you been blessed by this series? Proclaim. How many of us have been proclaiming? How many of us have been proclaiming? So I want you to know one more tier. So Konkorara. Don't be in haste. We won't take time, but don't be in haste. You will be so blessed. If you have not been speaking, you will be. You're already a certified proclaimer. But for people that are still finding it hard to raise up their hand, you will be a certified proclaimer. Wakamasoroni. Oloro to maso. Glory to God. Let's do a very, very, very brief recap. Very, very brief. I'm stressing it because of what the Lord will have us do tonight. Glory to God. If you really want to catch up on this series, I think this should be the 4th one. The first one was on the 1st. On the 1st was a Wednesday, so we did it together with our commanding the month. So you can go download them. I think we have a downloadable format audio, or you can watch it on our YouTube channel, Heart of Building Church. Glory to God. So Papa started by telling us this month is our month of what? The year of what? The year of the Lord's favor. And then he gave us the series you're going to be considering on our Wednesday service, Proclaim. And he said, this is not the season to be quiet, but you must be careful of what you proclaim. This is not the season to be quiet at all. If you are quiet, you are doing yourself a lot of injustice. And then he told us that our words are not ordinary. They are creative, legislative, and authentic. Did we remember? Hallelujah. Then he gave us 2 dimensions of our confession. So we have the legal redemption, meaning this is the finished work of Christ. You had nothing to do with that. This is what Christ finished for us. But there is a partnership. That is our own word. That is our own experiential dimension. You come into partner. You say what Christ did. If you don't say it, you are not even legalizing it at all. Hallelujah. Then our scripture that we have been considering in 2 Corinthians 1:20 NIV. Let's just see it fast. I said it's going to be brief, so let's be fast. Glory to God. NIV. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are what? They are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by who? The amen, the so be it, is spoken by us. Hallelujah. And he gave us 3 foundations upon which your confession stands. Is that you know what you are saying, that you believe what you are saying, and that you can embrace what you are saying. Do you know what you are saying? Do you even believe what you are saying? Do you even embrace what you are saying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he gave us 3 things you can proclaim. 3 things you can proclaim. Number 1 is what? I'm not sick, Pastor Somi, no. 3 things that you can proclaim. Number 1. Hallelujah. 3 things you can proclaim. You can proclaim salvation. 3 things you can proclaim. Oh yeah, be bold now. I can't hear us. Number 1 is what? We can proclaim his word. Thank you, mommy. Okay, oh yeah. Hallelujah. He gave us three things. Number one, we can proclaim prophecies. Number two, we can proclaim promises. And number three, you can proclaim the prophecy a prophet of the prophet of God spoke over you. You can proclaim it. You can proclaim it. A man of God decree and prophesy over you. You can proclaim it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Update your notes. Glory to God. And then last week, said the link between, that was our topic, the link between your heart, your belief, and your confession. Did we remember how many of us were here last week? The link between your heart, your belief, and your confession. He said confession is from two words, Omo and Logio. Hallelujah. He said confessing the same as another. And another in this sense is one who is higher. Who is higher? God. Anything outside this is not confession. And that's where I really want to major tonight. I think maybe towards the end. For everything that you are saying, you may not be confessing. If it's not based on the word, it may be right speaking, but it's not confession. Confession is omo logio, saying the same as another. Who is the another? One who is higher. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then, he shared us the story, and that story blessed me in the scripture. In Mark 11, the story of the colt, of the donkey. Hallelujah. Did we remember? So Jesus told them that if any man asks, say the master is in need of it. Say the master is in need. So they are not going by their words. They are going by the master's word. Say the and then Papa asks the question. I don't know how many of us remembered. This is actually my own notes. How many of us remember the question Papa asked us upon giving us this this story? Hey, Holy Spirit. Okay, he said, what has Jesus told you that you can answer life when they ask you same? So, if you have not received a promise, and then you want to say you want to untie your own donkey. So, when they ask you that, why are you untying it? What will you tell them? And it struck. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then lastly, he gave us the four kinds of confession. Number one, confession of sin. It powers what? Let it resound now. Okay. Let it resound because it's still fresh. Confession of sin powers what? Powers repentance. And confession of Jesus, that's number two, powers what? Salvation. And then number three, confession of the word of God powers what? Glory to God. And number four, let's say it together, confession of faith in the promise of God. Glory to God. Celebrate yourself. Hallelujah. So today, we'll be going deeper. Somebody say deeper. You're going to see, I'm so sure. I told you that I will not climb there if I've not seen the service. I will not even come and preach. I'm telling you. So, and that give me, that make me to actually seek the face of God more, because I can't say it's the moment you enter your secret place and start praying, you see what God will have done in the service. So you have to stay longer and stay longer and stay longer. Okay, what will you do in the service? Glory to God. And I know God has given us a word. You will be blessed. Glory to God. So the topic we are considering this evening is insisting on the word. Hiya. Insisting on the word. Insisting on the word. Insisting on the word. Hallelujah. Insisting on the word. Insisting on the word. Is somebody excited? Does somebody have a word? God has given you a word. Let me see your hand. God has given you a word. There's a word you are believing God for. Believing God for. Ah. Glory to God. Everybody has a word. And then to insist on the word means to hold a firm grip on the word. There are some persons that are holding the word like this. To insist on the word means to hold a firm grip, to have an unshakable stand on the word of God, regardless of what might be saying otherwise. To insist on the word means to have a firm grip, an unshakable stand on the word of God, regardless of what might be saying otherwise. It means to hold on to your confession until manifestation arrives. Minute you're about to day, you don't lose it. You don't let it sleep. I'm telling you, one of the greatest labor you will ever labor as a believer is speaking. One of the greatest labor, even your share, is not even a physical labor. The greatest labor you will do is spiritual labor. And that has to do with speaking. Because in Genesis 1, scripture says, God said and God saw. God said and God saw. God was doing the work of speaking for 6 days. Till he rested 7 days. You read your Bible. God said and God saw. God said, he was doing the work he actually rested from was the work of speaking. That's the work. So it means if you are not speaking, you are not working. If you are not speaking, if you are not proclaiming, you are doing nothing. And speaking of confession, confession always precedes possession. Yes. Confession always precedes possession. You cannot lay claim of anything you have not declared. Anything you have not given voice to, no, you cannot get. And in 2 Corinthians 4:13, one of my favorite scripture says, we believe, therefore we speak. We believe, therefore we speak. Meaning you may believe something so deep. That's the scripture. We have in the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed. Your belief must go with something. Which, what is that in this scripture? It must go with speaking. So you may believe something so deep on your inside, but you are not given a voice or a language to it. You will not see it manifest in the reality. I believe, therefore I speak. I will give us 3 definitions of what it means to insist on the word. To insist on the word. You will understand this. I will not just... This is the other definition I gave you. This is just preamble. This one, we will dissect it so you will know what you are doing tonight. Just like I said it on Sunday. After that teaching, you cannot go without having fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Possible. And this one today, you cannot but insist on what God has promised you. Wah, bless. Emi mo so be. Oh, bless me. Wah, bless. Insist on the word till it delivers. Number one, what it means to insist on the word. The entrance of your word given light. The entrance of your word given light. The entrance of your word given light. The word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Men usikam radish kabari aton seleke bahai. Rushke paruse felina baruse telegedishkata. Lendo sopenia kaparande kelibra doska. Rimosuta. I see light permeating in people's spirit. I see light permeating to people's spirit. I see light permeating in your spirit. Number one, what it means to insist on the word. It means to take God's word as final authority. That's number one. To take God's word as final authority. No plan B, no alternative, no plan Z. It's either God does it or God does it. We stake our life on it.
It's either he does it or he does it.
Baba.
That's what it means to insist. So if we have somebody who is not on the table of Baba, it's either you do it or you do it. The person is not insisting. I'm explaining what insisting means.
So if you come to tell me, I've been insisting on the word, and then you have options.
God is no. God is not even number one on some people's list. God is option Z.
No, that one is too extreme. They just put God in the middle. J.
Option J.
Give us the scripture. Isaiah 8. 19 to 22. In Message translation.
To take the word of God as the final.
The word of God owns the finality in my life.
It has the finality in my life.
Isaiah 8:19, Message. When people tell you, try out the fortune tellers, consult the spiritualist, why not tap into the spirit world? Get in touch with the dead. Next. Then tell them, no, we are going to do what?
We are going to do what? That's what it means. Multiple meaning, different options. Money, no.
This is where I am.
So if you are not doing that, you are not insisting. You are going to study the scriptures. People who try the other ways get nowhere. A dead end.
And Papa, we always pray this prayer. Father, may I not have what you have not given me.
Because Kone last me, Sherry. When people ask me that, are you not saying unbelievers' marriages, they are doing well. I say they are doing well. Doing well is relative. Oh. Doing well is relative. And the answer I always give them is that, have you checked the foundation? What some people are building on are straws. What some people built on is the rock. But you cannot see the foundation. Can you see the foundation of this building? It's looking as though everything is fine. But scripture says, torrents come, storm come. The same thing attacks the one that is built on the rock, attack the one that is built on straw. But what ensures the standing of each house is the foundation of one which is built. So you see somebody, I say they are doing well. Doing well, relative. Now the last thing, though. Now the last thing, doing well, really do well.
Ah, go back to that scripture, eh? We are not done. Isaiah, that Isaiah. Holy Spirit, Shannon.
Ah, yeah.
Is this where we are? Give me 20 so we can transition. Yes. People who try the other ways get nowhere. A dead hand. Next. Frustrated and famished. This is not your description in Jesus' name. They try one thing after another. Ah, Jesus. They keep stumbling. One thing after another. When nothing works out, they get angry. Cursing first this God and then that one. Looking this way and that. Next. Up and down. And sideways. This message can be so descriptive. And seeing nothing. A blank wall. An empty hole. They end up in the dark with nothing. Not you. To insist on the word means to take the word of God as the final authority. Final authority. And it's either God does it or God does it. Told him, only the last thing last. Only the last thing last. And you must trust that God can keep his word. You must trust that God can keep his word. You must trust that God can keep his word. That's not number two. I'm still on number one. You must trust that God can keep his word. Isaiah 65 and verse 16 in CEV, the first sentence, he said, God can be trusted. I am God. I can be trusted. And then in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, listen, the word cannot return to God void. The word will return, but not empty. The word will return with results. Because the word has the potential of delivery.
ego, the word has potency of delivery. Have you given me? So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper. When it comes back, it's prospering in the things that they sent it to do. God cannot lie you. He can't lie. Scripture says in Numbers 23 and verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie. He can't lie. Hebrew says it is impossible. Not that he will not lie. It is impossible for him to lie. It is not in wiring, in his wiring to lie. So if God says good night, and then you are in the morning, I'm telling you, just look where. Because it takes nothing for the daylight to roll up and dissipate into the air. It will be like though you never saw it. The word of God. It can't lie. And then when God gives you a word, it's realigning, it's rearranging, it's making possible that everything that needs for the fulfillment of that thing comes to pass. Hallelujah. Number two. What it means to insist on the word. It means to refuse to let go of what he has promised, no matter the delay. It means to refuse to let go of what he has promised, no matter the delay. Give me Habakkuk 2:3 in NET. NET and CEV. If we can do that very fast. NET and CEV. Habakkuk 2:3. NET and CEV. So for the message is the witness to what is decreed. It gives reliable testimony about how matters will turn out. We know how this journey will end. I know how this journey ends. I know how this journey ends. Cause I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to the Lord. I know about how this matter will turn out. Because this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith. When scripture was talking about it in Timothy, he said it is a good fight. It's a good fight because we know the hand. That is why it is good. You are the one looking at, they have not had this, they have not had that. The person is this struggling, the person is this. Me, I know how the journey will end because I insist on the word. Even if the message is not fulfilled right away, wait patiently, for it will certainly come to pass. It will not arrive late. It will not arrive late. I will give you some illustration that forever and never you will insist on the word. I mean palpable illustration. This one is not Abma demonstrating me by it, and you will understand it. Something that happened. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Do you know that when I got the second definition, the Holy Spirit told me to go and read about Jacob again. Where insistence and persistence is concerned. I went to Jacob. Eja Joka, Jacob 32. And Genesis, Moni Jacob, Cherishabai. Genesis, was the Jacob no Bible? Is that Jacob that entered my Genesis in Genesis 32, 24 to 28. See something. Genesis. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him unto the breaking of the day. Next. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go, except thou bless me. Next, and he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Next, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob. La bla braria kosiata. Esuya namante legedishka brendo kosaha. Listen. The angel came. They wrestled. When the angel saw that he could not prevail against Jacob, he said, let me go. Let me go now. The day is about to break. Oh, let me go. Hi. Hi. And he was like, are you not tired? No, Jacob, are you not tired? Are you not tired of this confession? Are you not tired of insisting on this word? You are the one saying wrestling. Oh, I'm coming. He said, let me go. And he said, no. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Hey, I will not let you go. Why will I let you go? I cannot get into this fight and not get nothing out of it. I cannot get into this wrestling and then I will just let you go and go like that. You must deliver. Bangbe. Because faith is the fight. And so is your insistence on the word of God. Jacob was resolute. He was resilient. And then the angel said, okay. Okay. Oh, Jen Rabbi. He said, bless me. The angel said, what is your name? He said, bless me. The angel said, what is your name? I don't want to give you a blessing. I want to make you a blessing. Because the blessing, the impact into our names as it rested on your grandfather is resting on you. Name. And Jacob did not know what was on the other side of his persistence. He didn't know what was on the other side of his persistence. You do not know if you keep quiet what is on the other side of your insisting on the word. He didn't know that there was something that is about to change like day in his life. He was about to receive a change of name. But that was what was on the other side of persistence. That if he had let go in the middle of the night, he wouldn't have known what he missed. It was in the night he wrestled. If he had let go, the man insisted and said, let me go. If he had let go, he would not know what he missed on the other side of his persistence. And then that's the scary part. When you are tired of confession, tired of insisting on the word, you will not know what you miss. So Jacob's wrestling is like a metaphor for our insistence on the word of God. That wrestling that he was wrestling, that's what his own insistence, that's our own insistence on the word. Because you will soon get to see that confession is the fight. I will show you scriptures. We cannot be insisting on the word and not read the word. Another scripture to emphasize on this definition is what I saw in Luke 11. Oh my God. In Luke 11, Jesus was teaching his disciples the practice of prayer. But he did not stop there. Just immediately after, should we read it? Let's be fast. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he seized one of his disciples and said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. So this was a teaching on prayer. Teach us to pray. As John also taught his disciple. Next, we are going to 8, but I want us to be very fast. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, this is where it began. What happened in verse 1 to 4 is practice of prayer. And it's a teaching on prayer. This one that you're about to see is the persistence of prayer. He said there is a practice of prayer. There is also the principle of prayer. There is also the principle of prayer. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto me, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Next, we are going to eat. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me and I have nothing to set before him. Next, and he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give you anything. Next, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity. Holy Spirit. What? So the man had a relationship with this his neighbor, but that could not open the door. He requested, and the request couldn't still get the door open. And Jesus said, because of his importunity, because of his insistence, because of his persistence, because of his shameless audacity. He said, if relationship will not open this door, request will not, resilience will. Scripture, because when he was knocking, the man did not say he doesn't know him. So relationship could not do that. He was still requesting, the door did not stay open. But he said because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as they needed. Shout, I insist on the word. I insist on the word. Father, we thank you. See, the area of your life that you stop confessing is the area of your life you have chosen to settle. That place, you see that your finance is doing one kind, K-leg. Your relationship is doing K-leg. And you keep quiet. That area of your life you have chosen to keep quiet is the area of your life you have chosen to settle. I'm telling you, if you have made a decision to not insist on the word or to keep your confession, I'm telling you, you have chosen settlement. Thank you, Father. And I said I was going to share my story. Because as I'm teaching on insisting on the word, you think I've got A++ there. No A++. I had my own too. When we were going through that miscarriages, Toropo. The one that you know is that six that we always tell you. It got to a time that I don't know if it's menstruation. I don't know if it's... I was done. Anything you want to do. Father, I stopped like a lady. You know, as a lady, we understand our body. At least you should understand your body as a lady. I got to the point that I stopped understanding my body. I was just living. And then the last miscarriage that happened in January 2022 was on the 30th on Sunday. And I was going to lead 1 hour. It's not the worship that we lead now, 10 minutes. That one, long hours of worship. So like, maybe 45 to 1 hour like that. And then I saw blood. Wow. I went to Papa on that Sunday around 2 p.m. I said I did not see blood. I said, glory to God. So I had to triple the pad I was going to use. It's not your regular menstruation that you use one. Holy Spirit. That's not even... I'm talking about not being tired of your confession. So, we came home. January 31st was on a Monday. And then Papa was staying... I think it was in the living room. I was in the bedroom. I just came out. Looked at Papa in the eyes. And said, I'm tired. Like emphatically, it's not. I said, I am tired. Papa looked at me again. This is not the language you speak. He said, say it again. So he was expecting me to say, I'm not tired. Only really, I am tired. No, now God cannot be using me as a scapegoat. I can't be a scapegoat now. Like, no, God now. Wait, I offend you. No, now. How many was this body? It was even the miscarriage that was doubling the body. Because your body cannot know the baby that was flushed in the toilet and the baby that was born. And that's why you should be kind. You don't know what people are going through. You say you are getting fat. How do I shame me? Because if you know me well, I've not eaten. The last time we had yesterday was 7 p.m. I've not still eaten anything today. I'm not a foodie person. Anybody, the body that you are seeing is glory to God. I don't like food. I'm telling you, I eat because it's necessary. So I said I was tired. Tired of everything. Tired of I think the one that was more bold on my spirit was that don't even come close to me again. Day your day, I day my day. Like I was done. So I wanted to face anything God will have me do. Anything child, let's forget it. I went inside. As I lay down, and you know, I fellowship with the Holy Spirit a lot. And as I was lying down, the Holy Spirit can speak any language. Well done. You will stand up now and go and tell him that you are not tired. Do you know what struck me? He said, I'm not saying you go and tell him for him. I'm saying you go and tell it to the situation that you are not tired. He said, when you said you are tired, the situation had you. So they were rejoicing. You will stand up again and go and say that you are not tired. Although reluctant. And I looked to him. Say, I'm not tired. I quickly said it. Because he was like, when I put So I just really said I'm tired, and I just walked inside. Then he composed. See, marry a faith partner, and he composed a long message. You can celebrate. You want to celebrate? Yeah. And do you know how God did it till now? Sincerely, we cannot explain how the conception of a lion came. Because everything that happened in January, February 1st. His own was January 31st. My parents' own and my brother were February 1st. You don't mean so happy new month, you know? I just send all of them. Don't ask me any question again. I'm done. Don't call me. My phone is off. Holy shit. Start to share that me too, I was tired at the point. But it got to a time I pick up the confession again. It will be as if you are chewing the lupo. Shamanu, keep insisting. Although with a limp, Jacob still said, no, you will not go. No way. I cannot get into this fight. I cannot get anything out of it. It's a fight. And we know it's a good fight. Hold on. And then April came. I saw I was pregnant. And that's how you see a lion. Number three. What it means to insist on the word. Are you getting blessed? What it means to insist on the word? It means to speak the word until your situation bows. That's number three. It means to speak the word until your situation bows. To speak the word until your situation bows. To speak the word until your situation bows. Until. That's the word there. Until. Listen to me. Confession is not express. Confession takes time. It's not something you say today. And then you say, under. Where is it? There are some dimensions like that. Just follow me. I'm going somewhere. But hold this one I first said. Confession is not express. Confession takes time. Give me Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith. It's KJV that is making you say it. Give me another scripture. And be another version rather. Believe that what he says will happen. Every underline says. You will not have what you said. You will have what you continuously affirm. He says, give me in different version. You will still say it's not said. Jaggi, I said it yesterday. Why is it not happening today? You will continuously say it. You will say it continually until you see it. That's what it means to speak the word until the situation bows. If it doesn't bow, keep saying it though. Keep saying it. If you will keep saying it and will stop saying it, 100% you will get results. I'm telling you. And when confession is getting the hardest, that is where your victory is close. When confession is getting the hardest, what is sure? That is when the victory is close. Thank you, Lord. So some confession may take a day, a month, a year. Just hold on. Hold on to it. I will show us two dimensions of confession. Two dimensions of confession. Glory to God. Give me James. James 3. We will read scriptures though. James 3. James 3, 3 and 4. James 3, 3 and 4. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Is it NLT? Let's do NLT because of this text. Give me NLT or NIV, anyone. We can make a large us go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. Then four. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go. Stay here, don't go anywhere. Even though the winds are strong. Number one dimension of confession we have is the us dimension. The us dimension. Where confession is concerned, the us dimension. That is the bread for the eater that Isaiah 55 verse 10 was talking about. That's the bread eater dimension. That one, you will see it immediately. That's why I said you should not just hold that one. I first said that confession has to... Confession takes time. Confession is not expressed. There's some confession that you say and then you see the result immediately. That's the us dimension. When you say, hey, us, immediately it obeys you. Amen. That's the us dimension. Immediately it obeys you. If you see a horse that is stubborn, something is wrong. And then the number two dimension is the sheep dimension. Yeah, it be the majority of us fall new. Tobatin soon will be. The sheep dimension. Sheep is very big. But the rudder is so small. As soon as you use the rudder, I'm telling you, the sheep is already turning. The sheep is already turning. If you will not stop, you will just wake up and see that the sheep has turned. Small rudder. This rudder is your confession. The moment you said it, the sheep has started turning. What turns the sheep is the consistency of the use of the rudder. You turn once, you leave, the sheep will not. But the consistent use of the rudder, you are turning it. People may not see that. Sheep will yom at turn. But keep using it. Keep using it. You'll wake up and see that the sheep has turned. The sheep has turned. Hallelujah. And never stop confession until he delivers to you. Hey, wait. You told me that you have a word. As the word delivered. No, just tell me. As the word delivered, then why are you stopping? We do not stop because we are tired of the confession. We do not stop because of contradictory results. We do not stop because everything around us is saying otherwise. We stop because the word delivers. That's the only time you are permitted to stop. I say that's the only time you are permitted to stop. Sure, but if deliver, don't stop. One of the scriptures gave me. God gave me is that I'm a joyful mother of many children. Do you know that there are some confessions that are ongoing and there are some confession that is taught. I'm still confessing that scripture because I'm the mother of many children, not a child. So I still confess it. I'm the joyful mother of many children. I'm the joyful mother of many children. My children like olives surround my table. Psalms 128. One child does not surround. Okay, people recline at the table and say, children, surround my table. So I keep confessing it. What you have not seen, you better don't keep quiet. That's the area of your life you have chosen to settle. Insist until it delivers, and that is the only time you are permitted to stop. So the ongoing confession, regardless of time, season, phase in life, is where your health, your family, your finance, all those things are concerned. You keep confessing. God has given you a word. That one is confession for life. But the confession that sometimes when it arrives, you have to stop. Let's say in the area of marital settlement, God gave you a word and say, you shall not lack your mate. You are not lack your mate. Now the mate has come. You are still confessing, I will not lack my mate. Which other mate? Which other mate? Because the guy will be like, am I not mate enough? Or God gave you a word in the area of fruit of the womb. I say, I'm the joyful mother of many children. Now you wanted four. God has given you four. You are still praying, I'm the mother of many children. Sincerely, football team you shall have. Yes. Those are the confessions that once you deliver, you stop. But there are some confessions that are ongoing. Imagine mommy confessing, I'm the joyful mother of many children. And that's the word God has given her. Maybe spiritual children shall. Amen. But if mommy, I know that. Princess, you want more. So mommy will not make that kind of confession. But there are some confessions that are ongoing. Did we get it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, thank you, Holy Spirit of God. How to insist on the word. How to insist on the word. I'm just sharing very, very, very fast. Don't think it's five. Don't think it's four. I'm just sharing. How to insist on the word. Well, what the Holy Spirit told me. I don't know if your confession is closed. Like, you can lay hold of your confessions, the words that God has given you. I don't know if you can get them. Maybe on your phone or your book. If you have them, I mean, you should prepare them before we finish. Because you really want to insist. You really want to insist on those words. And then we don't stop because we are tired. The angel told Jacob, Ogbeni ko re mi. Ah, ko le re wa ninu fight yi. Number one, how to insist on the word. Start by knowing the word. Start by getting a word. You can write know the word or get a word. Anyone that you like. Start by knowing the word. Get a word. Which word has God spoken in your direction? You can't insist on the word that you do not know. You can't insist on the word that you do not know. Hallelujah. And you can't lay claim of an inheritance you know nothing about. Yeah. You can't lay claim of an inheritance you know nothing about. Or just so don't jack any under. For people that does not understand Yoruba. Or just so. I will try. It is what we have discussion about that you can ask me about. Did I try? No. It is what we have discussion about that you can ask me about. Where is Rebecca? I said I was going to use them as an example. Okay, she's with Dami Come. Dami and Goodness. This day, there are some illustrations I'm going to make. I used it in Madeleke Plaza. And then, Auntie Goodness, if I promise you $10,000 tomorrow, you will see tomorrow, then you will ask for it. Then I did not tell Dami anything. I did not promise her anything. God has promised you. This is just for illustration. God has promised you. So, now this is tomorrow. Ask me.
$1,000 that you promised.
Oh, wow. Yes, I promised you. Yes, you're going to get it. Just hold on, I'm coming. That sounds like a prophetic word. Hold on, I'm coming. Yes. Hold on, I'm coming. Although I told you, but you are the one expecting it tomorrow. Hold on, I'm coming. It's not part of the illustration. I just had it in my spirit. He said, hold on, Mumbo. Mumbo, 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 for spiritual people, you're already discerning. I'm not saying move compared to like when I speak, just I'm going to say mumbo. God has traveled to Canada. He says he's just in the lounge. Yeah, I'm coming. I know I promised you today. That's the prophetic word for someone. I know it's illustration, but thank you, Holy Spirit. And then I said, I'm coming. Because we had that discussion. That is why you can ask me. Well, I do not tell you anything. There is no word from me. You cannot lay claim over an inheritance you know nothing about. Get into the word. Now, if I say get into the word, I'm not saying you go and just start searching something. And that's the number 2 points I'm going to. I'm not saying go and be scribbling on something. It is the word that the Lord has given you. Because when it comes to marital settlements, some people can just say, scripture wouldn't, you know, okay, I shall not like my mate. Your own may be seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes, oh, yes. You know that Papa was saying, it was last week or in one of the teachings, that how will Baba Oyedepo say is the scripture that God gave him for his financial prosperity is Matthew 6:33. Does it make sense? So this one that you are running on, I will not like my mates. Your home may be one shall chase 1,000, two will put 10,000 to flight. And do you know how you will know the word? You get into prayer. That's the number two. Please celebrate them. Or why just so? Don't check in your uncle. Me invest or anything. I do not have any conversation with you. You are asking me. You cannot exercise faith for what you are ignorant about. You cannot exercise faith for what you are ignorant about. Number two, pray the word. Aya. Pray what? Pray the word. Pray the word. Confession is not a substitute for prayer. Confession is not a substitute for prayer. It's not. A lot of persons have substituted confession for prayer. And a lot of persons too, they have substituted prayer for confession. Because some people have lost their prayer life because of confession. There are two different principles. I will show you. There are two different mysteries, two different principles. You wake up in the morning, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, blah, 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 you are out. No fellowship. And then some of you will pray, and then you do not confess too. In this kingdom, it is all about addition, not substitution. Don't hold one, leave one. We are the word people, we are the prayer people. You all, me and both. And that's why when you see pray, I pray. When you see you worship, I lie down there. When you see word, you go, we are word munchers, let's go. Anything we go hard to us for this kingdom, we deal, we stand gidigba. Don't substitute anything for anything. When we come to church, we do not dance. What's that? What's that? You know, we. Let's just give us the spirit, let's just soak. I soak a lot, but it's not as though other place too, I know they. Everything we go make for spiritual growth, I stand gidigba. He dance, I dance. He jump, I jump. Because he did the word. And I always say, there is no temperament giving you that the Holy Spirit does not have capacity to change. What's that? We are phlegmatic. We are just giving to us. No. What's that? Glory to God. So don't substitute. Pray about the word. And you will see it in scripture. Mark 11:24. See, you do not have a business confessing the word you have not prayed about. I will show you scripture. You do not have business in confessing the word that you have not prayed about. See scriptures. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what sin soever you desire, when you what? Or is it if you pray? Is it if you pray? When you pray, desire moves you to pray. Prayer is the proof of desire. You desire something, let it move you to pray. You pray about it first. Let's say somebody is in need of car. You say,
Holy Spirit, God, I told you that if you say God, if you say Holy Spirit, all of them, they agree in one. Ah, God, I'm in need of a car. I desire a car. I desire that you pray about it. You pray in tongues. As you are praying, then the word comes to you. No good thing shall be told for them who walk uprightly. So that word comes to you in the place of prayer. You believe that word. That is when you speak. You cannot speak a word that you do not believe. And you cannot have belief when you have not prayed. And the only thing you pray is your desire. Are you seeing? Check in, Father. My Father, because that I guess you cannot confess. You cannot speak when you have not believed. And you cannot believe. See the scripture. When you pray, believe. And you cannot believe if you have not prayed. The desire. That's the order. That's the order. That's the order. Glory to God. You must pray the desire before you start confessing it. You must pray the desire before you start confessing it. You see, the most powerful prayer you will ever pray in your life as a believer is the word you got from the place of prayer. That's the most potent. You are praying, and then you know that this one, go check, pay, mon Lord, such scripture, won't be for me. Oluwa, so by. That's the most powerful prayer you ever pray. The word you get from the place of prayer, get into the word. Get into prayers, rather. Get to pray. Get to pray. I'm praying tongues a lot. Glory to God. Lastly, number three, speak the word consistently. How to insist on the word? Speak the word consistently. How? Eh? Consistently. Speak the word consistently. Because your speaking is what sets your promise in motion. Your speaking is what sets your promise in what? In motion. Another illustration. I use it. I know it will drive it home for a lot of us. Thank you, Father. Please, Pastor Somi, come. Hey, bring your journal. Thank you, Lord. Please put the journal somewhere there, and you are here. This is the promise. Come, sir. The moment you start speaking, I used Feyi as an example at Madeleke Plaza. So I told her that the moment the word comes and you start confessing, the word has left the depot. Oti kuron depot. So as you keep speaking, it's advancing to lead you to where the promise is. So I don't know the word. Let's use no good thing. Be confessing no good thing, shall you told. And be taking a step. As you speak, you are taking a step closer. I announce to someone, you are closer than you first began. If you will not stop speaking. Yes, if speaking is moving, please stop speaking. If he stops speaking, he stops. It's like when you are tracking your good. Oripoti oti wa lofa, kuma de kuro lofa. Oti de maraba, kuma de kuro maraba. And then, not you, sir. If he stay on this spot and said, I'm tired. I'm tired. Go show now. Let's say from the distance from here to this point is like 5 years. Not you in the name of Jesus. Because I was thinking that when we come, for our whole story, that was part of the people that we will wait 10 years before they see the manifestation of the promise. I did not know. Maybe because of that consistency, we got our first biological child in 3 years. Now, it did not take God 25 years to deliver Isaac to Abraham. It took Abraham 25 years to catch up. Perhaps Baba was speaking, and then at the point Baba too was tired. But scripture told us that he staggered not. He was not tired. And then let's say the person got to this place and then paused. He stopped. Is there any advancement? No.
But you are under a teaching like this, where they shoot another adrenaline in your spirit that you insist on the word. Keep on speaking, sir. 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 And then, just like that, he entered his promise. It's for those that will not stop. It's for those that will insist. It's for those that are resolute. It's for those that are resilient. It's for those that are resilient. God spoke, let there be, 6 times before everything came to be. God spoke, let there be, 6 times before everything came to be and then arrested. The time that Moses went to Pharaoh wasn't the first time that Pharaoh released. It took 10 times of let my people go. 10 times of let my people go before he let go. And something will shock you in Exodus. Ah, Oluwa. Ah. Exodus 12:31. See something though. See something. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up, get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you want. Go serve the Lord as you want. So it was not about how Pharaoh wanted it. It was about how Moses said it. As you have said. As you have said. Not about how Pharaoh wanted it to happen, but as how Moses has declared it, as you have said. As you have said. And then there is one thing God taught me just this month. He said, when I gave you a word, I gave you a word in scripture, I say, what's the word again? That let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. He said, why are you saying I'm not weak? Is that what I said in the Bible? Wow. Is that what I said in the Bible? Let the weak say what? I'm not weak. Let the poor say what? I cannot be poor. Why are you saying what you don't want to see? Why are you saying what you don't want to see? You don't want to see poverty and you are saying that I cannot be poor. Say, I am rich. That's my own new confession. Clearly, I cannot be poor. I'm not saying what I don't want to see. I'm saying what I want to see. I am rich. I walk in abundance. I won't say I'm not sickly. I say I walk in health. My vocabulary just changed. Yeah, I say it's this month, though. It's not something that has been long. It's this month. Or proclaim we none. Saying the same as another. Saying the same as another. The same. Now, I'm not saying, Holy Spirit, this is the balance. I'm not saying when you get the word that let the weak say I'm strong, you will not confess that and still confess that I cannot be sickly. You will still confess that. But don't let it be a positive speaking. Positive speaking is different from confession. That's where I'm ending. Positive speaking is different from confession. I'm telling you, positive speaking is different from confession. Although you can get something from life where positive speaking is concerned. I'm beautiful, I'm bold. In fact, they recommend it for people struggling with low self-esteem. You can get something out of life. But when it comes to laying hold of your inheritance, positive speaking does not have the force of life to combat against the forces that are mitigating against your progress in life. Positive speaking does not have the force of life. The words that I speak to you, they are the ones that carry spirit and they are the ones that have life. And confession is the word of God. You are confessing the word of God. That has the force of life. Positive speaking does not. Positive speaking is like an appeal. I'm appealing to you. I'm appealing to you. But the word of God is a fight. Faith is a fight. Faith confession is a fight. Faith confession is what? Is a fight. because we're scriptures, we're talking about the armor in Ephesians. You know, be all everything that he said was about defense. The one that is for attack is what? The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and the word is what you use to fight. So confession is a fight, because you are confessing the word, and the word is the sword of the spirit. And that was what Jesus used. Jesus did not outshout the devil, he outquoted the devil. He didn't outshout the devil, he outquoted the devil. It is written. It is written. Last illustration. Are you ready with your confession? Check, ready? Last illustration. Holy Spirit of God. Let me use another person. Wonder come. Please let me celebrate, Pastor, for me. Wonder come. Elizabeth, come. Drop your phones. Where positive speaking and confession is concerned. Because the person that we are up against is the devil, and he will not just release it willingly. Scripture says, from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, Matthew 11:12, suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Meaning, from the kingdom of God, see, it suffers resistance. The kingdom of God suffers resistance, and it's only the determined that can take it by force. But where positive speaking is concerned, is an appeal. Oh, appeal me, oh, bend me. I know where I'm going. I'm going to high places. I'm doing all of that. Well, eh? Is that the word of God?
Well done.
Now, because you are wearing black, we want to get something from you. Wanda, give it to her. She's the one you want to get something from. No, give it to her. Give it to her. It's with her. Because your confession is like you want to lay hold of what is rightfully yours. First, no, why will you face her? You want to give her? No, you will not give her. This is where positive speaking is. Keep going. Small. Say, give me now. Be following now. Give me now. That's positive speaking. Give me now. Is she answering? Positive speaking will not deliver. I mean your inheritance, so. You say you are beautiful. There is something you can do to your spirit. That's why I say you can get some things out of life. But not where confession is concerned. Now, see how confession works. Go back. See how confession works. Asuya na kante legele baha. Stay here. Rindoski baragalada baha. No good thing. That's the same scripture. Maybe it's for someone. No good thing shall he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's what you keep repeating. No good thing shall he withhold. Give it to me. Be going. No good thing shall he withhold. Do you know what confession will say? Snap her at the back. Give it to me. Collect it from her. That's what confession is. Because it's a fight. It's a fight. I say it's a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight. That's how confession works. That's how confession works. Come on, be all standing. Is there something you are fighting with this evening? Is there something? Is there a word with which you are fighting this evening? That's the sword of the spirit. And it's with confession you fight. Hold your confession and begin to speak. As we pray in the Holy Ghost. Pastor Tommy, we're praying the Holy Ghost. Come on. Oh yeah. Open your mouth and begin to speak. Insist though. I don't care for how long you have said it. But speak. Open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak. Say, I'm not tired. I'm
Hallelujah.
Your feet.
victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to me. You're gonna see a victory. You're gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to the Lord. Shana Kasiati. Yes. 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 Maybe you never knew that confession was a fight. You are confessing the word. And the word is the sword of the spirit. So confession is a fight. Because you are holding a weapon. That weapon, the word of God in your mouth, is as potent as the word of God in his mouth. The word of God in your mouth is as potent as the word of God in his mouth. The word is sharp. The word is active. The word is sharp. The word is active. It can pierce. Ayala Kostya. Don't be tired. You are closer than you first began. 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 You are closer. Rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands and bless God. Lift up your hands and bless God. I know an adrenaline has been shot into your spirit. And daddy, I hear a turn around. I hear a turn around, daddy and mommy. Turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. Bless the name of the Lord. Don't stop. Get home. Get into the world. Confess it again. You may not feel like it. In this kingdom, we don't do things by feeling. We do things by faith. Only my year, Master. Sometimes, bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, sweet spirit of God. Thank you, sweet spirit of God. It is done and it's settled. It is done and it's settled. Before December, somebody will come and do a major testimony. Because the word works 100% of the time. I'll stake my life on the word. And your new option will come. It's the word. When I was going through all those miscarriages, we run different tests. There was nothing. Because is not medical out. Nothing. But me and my husband. I knew that it was not medical route. They were having miscarriages. It was the same time of every the same gestational period. The same gestation. And then a lion came. We did not run to the hospital. I said, let me see the death that will bring this one out. That gestation passed through. We still didn't go to the hospital. Oh Lord, no question, man. I'm telling you. I need December. How many persons can lay hold now? How many persons can receive it before December? Metal testimony. Bless the name of the Lord with a shout.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Beckerdin, Sanke Okeodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.